Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past few weeks, we've been covering the effect of the Trump tariffs on our state's economy. Today, we'll hear from an expert on this issue who we first spoke with back when all this started in February. Bill Hawk is Associate Professor of Economics and Academic Director of the Professional MBA Program at the Darla-Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Bill, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So it's only been since February since we talked, but it seems like a heck of a lot has happened involving tariffs. Was any of this expected by you?
Certainly, we expected some of this to happen. Candidate Trump, back during the fall, he was campaigning on greater trade protection, especially against China and, you know, in a few other areas. But I think a lot of us were caught by surprise by exactly how strict the April 2nd, quote-unquote, Liberation Day tariffs were. That caught a lot of people off guard, and I think were certainly considerably higher than most of us were expecting. I certainly wasn't expecting quite that much. I don't think many other people were as well, certainly at least not a couple months ago.
Okay, and so what has been the reaction from your business network here in our state? I guess they're going to deal with this in one way or the other.
Yes, certainly. And I think the good news for South Carolina is that really the industry that we were most worried about was the auto industry. You know, there's a lot of imported parts coming in that are used in supply chains for, you know, companies like BMW and Volvo. And that was something we were really worried about when we were hearing these tariffs, both on Liberation Day and then going back before that, when some of the auto and auto parts tariffs were announced a month or so prior to that. Now, the good news is that on April 29th, the Trump administration agreed to give some tariff relief on auto parts imports. Now, it's not, they're not completely scrapping them, but they are allowing auto firms to have a credit against some of those tariff expenses for the next couple years. Now, again, not getting rid of them, we're pushing them back a couple of years, and there's a limit on how much credit they can deduct from their tariff bill. But that's going to maybe avoid some of what we might have worried about as some of the worst case scenarios for South Carolina's auto industry, which, of course, is such an important part of our state's economy. So that's probably the good news. But I do think there is sort of a broader concern that, you know, there's a lot of policy uncertainty, and it seems that the tariff bill you're facing is partially a function of how well you can negotiate with the Trump administration, which doesn't create a whole lot of certainty for firms that are trying to plan ahead.
Okay, and so what about another big industry in our state that seems to be facing some hurdles here, and that's the aerospace industry?
Yeah, no, certainly. And I think, you know, Boeing especially has this big multinational supply chain. And you know, the steel and aluminum tariffs were going to hit Boeing quite hard. And I think we're still waiting to see the tariffs that were announced on April 2nd, and then were paused a few days later for 90 days to see what sort of deals could be negotiated in the interim. Those could affect Boeing's supply chain. I mean, Boeing is still very much committed to making airplanes down there in North Charleston, but certainly, we don't know exactly how hard ultimately they're going to be hit by a lot of these imports, import tariffs. And then also part of it is that all of these, both in the aerospace industry and in the auto industry, a lot of what we make in South Carolina is exported overseas. So do we face retaliatory tariffs when this 90-day pause ends? We don't know yet, and I think that's creating a lot of uncertainty.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for the update. We look forward to checking in with you again in the future.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And yes, it's an ongoing story, and we'll see what happens.
Bill Hawk is Associate Professor of Economics and Academic Director of the Professional MBA Program at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.